Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tough Third Egg Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Green comments for today, Monday, July 18th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were strong. December corn up 10.5 cents at 6.14 1/4. September wheat up 23 1/4 cents at $8 even money. And November beans up 33 cents at $13.75. The beans were reacting to the crude oil prices, currently up $3.47 a barrel. It's about $6 and change off their lows overnight. It looks like no deal was reached between the Saudis and Biden over the weekend, so crude oil has rallied here. That's put the Dow Jones up 250. The bonds down a full point. I'm not quite sure I understand that. One would think higher crude oil prices keeps inflation in sight, and certainly a recession, the kind of numbers that we don't want to see out here. But anyway, the markets look to open up. The Dow looks to open up strong anyway. Bean oil rallied because of the crude oil. Bean oil closed up about 188 ticks. That helped lift the beans. But it's really the weather, hot and dry this week in much of the western part of the Corn Belt. Illinois has had plenty of rain. Indiana, for the most part, has had good rains. Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, all in pretty good shape out here. But Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri all could use an awful lot of rain out here. Very hot and dry. Forecasts are hot and dry for this week. There is some relief coming in the 10 to 15 day forecast. They're talking about cooler and wetter, but we got to see it to believe it out here. Obviously, this is corn pollination time, and we need to see some rains to help make this crop out here. The Egyptians are looking for wheat. Today, tomorrow, we should get an announcement by tomorrow. Some people think the U.S. is going to get part of the business because of the good export figure we saw last week, and I guess that's possible out here. The dollar is down 60 ticks here. That may be a little bit helpful, but certainly with crude up $3.53 a barrel here, you would think that the grains could see some strength. Part of the wheat, you know, we don't look like we've signed any deal between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Despite all the talk last week, there's nothing really about it here this morning. Even if the Russians do sign this deal this week, I don't see the Russians upholding their end of the bargain. The fighting continues. Looks like the Ukrainians had the upper hand in some of the fighting over the weekend, but it's still dragging on, and I don't see the Russians signing any deal as long as the fighting continues out here. So, you know, I think the main emphasis today is, you know, we're going to start out higher. We've done that a lot in these markets, rally it in the first 15 minutes or 20 minutes and then tend to break. Today may be a little bit different with these hot and dry forecasts. I think you probably have to expect crop ratings to be steady to lower out here tonight. And it looks like, you know, for the time being, the world isn't too worried about a recession. I disagree with that. You know, the odds seem to favor a full point increase in interest rates on Thursday. And I think, you know, that is not a good sign for these markets out here. And I think it's something we're going to have to deal with at some point. But as long as the weather stays hot and dry, that'll be the main focus. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.